Well, it's great to be here. The Calcutta last night at the Oriental, 67,000 the pool got to. And joining us now is the publican here, and he is the mayor of the Midwestern Regional Council, Des Kennedy. Des, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Mido. Morning, boys.
Now, tell us about a month ago and where, the state the town was in, and particularly the track itself, and the work that's been done to make sure today goes ahead.
Yeah, well, 4 weeks ago this weekend, actually, the water was over two-thirds of the running rail of the track, so, and with a lot of current, so it ripped 365 metres of the running rail up and actually twisted it and ripped all the sand and the pre-training track up and some of the top of the straight. So we thought that stage would be, you know, 100 to 1 of racing, but anyway, they've done a good job out at the track, repaired it all. We got some running rail, beg, borrowed and stole it around the state. Got it all up. Some blokes from Scone Race Club came over and gave us a hand. So it's back and running the track now. All of a sudden, this time last week, we thought we better check on the irrigation of the track. It's starting to get a bit dry, and discovered then that it had buggered half of the irrigation lines and the solenoids in all the stations. So run around early this week to get some water. So the water's been back on the track all this week. So it should be fine. Really good service, I'd imagine.
We say it all the time, Desi, when you know, come out to the country and, you know, when things are tough, people rally in behind because they know they've got things to do and we've got to get this event up and running. So it's just not one group of people. It's a combination of a lot of people.
Yeah, well, you can imagine you can't find tradesmen for love nor money anymore or earth-moving gear. So guys just, like, dropped what they were doing, bought their backhoes and front-end loaders and whatever else in to repair the track. So, yeah, when the chips are down, they'll come good in the bush lorry. It's a great feeling. I mean, it's fantastic. I live out past here. I drove in this morning early and just ducked home then. It looks, you know, beautiful, and you just can't believe it. I came to drive past here one month ago today on the Sunday morning, and there was 4 foot of water over the road. I couldn't even get to town.
And just quantifying, like, how important today is for the town. I mean, how far out do people have to stay because of the influx of people to come to this race day?
Yeah, well, the whole region, I mean, people go and stay in Wellington, which is an hour's drive away, and obviously our other major towns in our shire, Gulgong, Candos and Ryleston, all fill up as well. Mm. So we'll have 4,500 people there today. It's sold out. We've sort of restricted it a bit so everybody has a good experience. And you've got to have a ticket. There's no tickets at the gate. So we've sold out, which is a great feeling. And you can cater. If you know how many you've got coming, I mean, the old days of just letting everybody coming in and giving everybody a bad experience, at least everybody will be looked after today. We know exactly how many people are coming.
Des, you just touched on it. How far afield do they come from the towns around the Mudgee region to the race day today?
Oh, Toowoomba, Coffs Harbour, a lot from Sydney, Newcastle and Central Coast, Sydney mainly. But I know some people from Toowoomba are here, not with a racehorse, just for the weekend. Some guys from Coffs Harbour, like, I think everywhere, Bulldog, it's just a weekend away, like. I go with a mob of blokes to the Rockhampton Cup every year, so if you like the punt and the travel with your mates, it's nothing better than going away for a race weekend, you know, or a football weekend, or a sporting weekend. That's what drives this joint.
Must be great. Sorry, I was going to say, must be great financially for the town, the influx of money that comes in through cafes, pubs, bars,
without
et cetera,
a doubt,
hotels.
I mean, yeah, blokes that go away or people that go away to the races for the weekend, they're not worried about saving money. They're going to spend. They'll eat out. They'll go to the wineries tomorrow. So tomorrow, which is Saturday, the whole town will get a big earn out of it. There's 38 wineries here, so they'll all go to the wine. They don't just come and stay the one night. They'll stay two or three nights. So the economic boost to the town, you know, would be over $1 million. I mean, there's a multiplying equation the economists all used. You know, if you get one visitor, they multiply by $180 or whatever. But so it'd be, you know, well over $1 million it'll generate into our, you know, economics, whether it's just even petrol, groceries, beer, wine, food.
But that's the great thing about Mudgee. There always seems to be something happening. How far in advance do you think of other things to do? Because you've got you know, race meetings, you've got the wineries, you bring football games out here. When do you start planning for events?
I think 2 or 3 years in advance. Like we like to try and keep the footy games we've got, which is a charity shield on the 18th of February, and we have a race meeting, the country championships the next day, so it's a weekend away. Then we've got the Manly Newcastle game, which will be fabulous, round four of the NRL. That'll be our biggest crowd ever, I think.
Yeah, Newcastle, they travel, don't they?
Yeah, and there's a bit of rivalry, Newcastle, Manly, from the old days, of the grand final, whatever year it was. God bless Newcastle. Sorry.
97.
97, wasn't it? You can remember. That's good. That's good effort to you, for you to remember that back then.
I'm not a Manly man, Des.
Aren't you?
No, far from it.
Yeah, so probably a year or two in advance. We have another big event in last Saturday in September, which is our biggest event. This year we had 12,000 people at what we call Flavours of Mudgee. So we block off the two main streets and stalls of wineries and food stalls. And we got 11,960 or something this year for that. It is a big go. So we try to have five or six big events a year.
We obviously, travel around to a few country cup meetings and see the strength of, country racing in this state. Country Rugby League, we know it's had its challenges in this area. Group 10 and Group 11 merged last year. Something that I know Mudgee had called for a long time, had some resistance with other clubs in the area. So the inaugural Peter McDonald Premiership was won by Forbes, an upset over Dubbo Sims in the grand final. How was it all received now that it all finally came together?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's got, when the distances from Lithgow to Cobar is a bloody long way. I mean, I think the way the draw is, the 1 year that Cobar will go to Lithgow and Lithgow will go to Cobar the following year. They don't do it twice. They've got it in two chapters, if you like. I thought it was very well. And give old Group 10, which is our group, a bit of a wake-up call that the guys further west, the Ningans and the Forbes and the those towns are pretty competitive. And Dubbo. Well, Dubbo seems like they were odds on to win, and Forbes rolled them in the grand final. So you had two Group 11 teams in the grand final and no Group 10 teams, which was a good wake-up call to the guys in Group 10.
What are the challenges you see then? I know as mayor, but you obviously know the importance of rugby league to communities in the Central West and out further. What challenges do you see need to be addressed in rugby league to help these towns and their clubs?
I tell you what, I've got a couple of grandkids that play rugby league, under 12s and under 10s, and they're not allowed to keep the score, and there's no winner and no loser. I don't know what numbnut thought that up, but that's a bloody disgrace. You reckon the kids don't keep the score? I asked my little bloke Banjo, he's about seven or eight, what's the score? He said he knows exactly what the score is, but they're not allowed to have winners and losers. Well, they're going to be a bit soft when they get into the big bad world when they challenges, Middo, are obviously distance again. We go to Bathurst and Orange and Cowra for a game of whether it's rugby union or rugby league. It's a 3-hour drive. So, and I guess it's the financial commitment by the parents. You get $2, buddy, 40 or 50 for a litre of petrol, and you've got to drive your 10-year-old or 12-year-old to Cowra for a game of football that goes for half an hour. You're going to try not to encourage him. So I reckon financial one, and the distance travelling's all. But that's always been a problem. We've got the biggest number of, since we've been attracting NRL teams here, our junior rugby league registration has jumped about 45%. Whether it's coincidental because our town is booming and growing as well, which would be a bit of that. But I think it's good that the NRL are bringing teams I reckon that's a fabulous idea. I think each club should bring a game, one of the home games, to the bush, whether it be here, Wagga, Tamworth, Dubbo, somewhere like that.
Loz, that's something you've been
We've been banging on it for years.
I think it needs to be done, Desi, and I think that when people can see their heroes close up,
makes
a massive difference. Yeah. If you can get a photo, you can get an autograph, you can see them in your town, then you're a rusted on supporter for the rest of your life.
Correct, yeah. I can just see it here. So Manly have been here a couple of times now. This will be the third year. Now there's all these kids, we had the launch out here last week. They're all of a sudden, they're all Manly supporters. These kids who were never going to be Manly supporters, but they are now.
Someone's got to help them.
Yeah.
Can't be Manly supporters.
No, I agree. You reckon they need help?
Well, yeah. Hey,
Desi. Well, Laurie was a coach for Fleeting Mail, wasn't he?
Yeah, then they came to their senses and tried to blame the NRL.
Get off the punt, Laurie.
Now, Desi, the food here is unsurpassed. But next year, if we come back, do you reckon you can make your steaks just a little bit bigger? Because Laurie inhaled his last night.
I actually
and it was gone in about 8 seconds. So can you just whack a little bit more, maybe just a bit of fat around the edges for him?
Yeah, I'll have to get him some Nexium, I'd say.
Now, Des, you know when my meal came out last night, it was a steak, and a massive steak. The great Bulldog Richie, who's supposed to be one of the great journalists, you know, and journalists, you know, have to be on top of things, he goes to me, is that a steak?
What did
I
you
said,
think,
what else do you think it is?
What did you think it was, Bulldog?
It was smothered in gravy, so I couldn't see what was underneath. It could have been a schnitzel or something. Was it lasagna?
It was a steak. A steak looks like a steak.
I tell you what, the steak didn't last long.
What did you have, Bulldog?
I had a little bit of pizza, and I shared it with the people in the pub who didn't have enough money to eat.
All right, that's
the kind of like I am, Des. I'm always helping others.
Humanitarian.
Yeah, I went round with the plate.
On that note, though, the Calcutta, $67,000 in the pool, and 10% went to Life Skills Plus. Tell us about Life Skills Plus.
Life Skills Plus is run by volunteers here for the special needs people. Mm. It's a wonderful organisation, and they're funded by government, but also by a lot of charity work that goes on around the town. So we'll give them $4,000 this week with a cheque, which will help them. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. I mean, the work those people do in those places and get paid about $20 an hour or something is fantastic.
Enough.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, we appreciate you having us as always, mate. Yeah. Love our trip here, and it's a great day. Perfect weather today. Should be a beauty.
Yeah, 23 or 4 degrees. I think last year was about 40.
Yeah, it was hot.
So it'll be beautiful out there today. Bulldog won't even work up a sweat today.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that first beer, Desi. Nice and cold, I assume.
After 12.
Well, he won't break out into a sweat walking to the bar to buy a beer, let me tell you that.
He's a bit shy.
He's
a bit shy that
way. Bad back, Des.
Bad back.
Thank you, Des.
Right, thank you, guys. Ta.